Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. Chinese A-shares rebounded this afternoon, shrugging off weaker economic data published at the weekend. Here's Timothy Pope with a look at the day's trading action.
Chinese mainland markets started the day sharply lower as investors reacted to Saturday's sluggish consumer and producer inflation numbers. But with the CPI falling at its fastest pace in 3 years and both measures of inflation coming under increasing pressure, it does boost the case for some form of stimulus measure to come out of the Chinese government's Central Economic Work Conference. That agenda-setting meeting is expected to be held this week. The Shanghai Composite Index gained sharply after the lunchtime trading break to close 0.7% higher. The Shenzhen component ended the day 0.8% higher. Real estate stocks didn't really participate in the late rally and remained the biggest drag on the mainland markets. A sub-index tracking them ended 1.5% lower. Zhengzhou Coal Mining led gains among energy stocks, rising 5.7% after announcing a 300 to 600 million yuan share buyback plan over the next 12 months. Hong Kong's markets traded lower all day as consumer and tech shares dragged down the Hang Seng. The main index was off by 0.8%, while the tech index fell 0.4%. JD.com was one of the day's biggest decliners, shedding 6.3% alongside other tech names, including Baidu and Meituan. Li-Ning, though, was the biggest loser on the Hang Seng, slumping 14.3% to a more than 3.5-year low. Those falls could be related to the company's decision to buy a new Hong Kong headquarters building. The 22-story commercial and retail building in Hong Kong's North Point is going to cost Li-Ning more than $280 million. And in Japan, the Nikkei 225 rebounded off Friday's one-month low, rising 1.5%. The Japanese yen had been at a four-month high against the US dollar, which prompted a sell-off in stocks in Tokyo late last week. Today, there was a correction in the yen, slipping back to more than 145.6 per dollar, which was good news for many of the country's export-oriented stocks. Nissan added 2.5%, while Nintendo rose 1.4%.
Shanghai Museum reopened yesterday after being closed 2 months for renovations. The Who is Leonardo da Vinci exhibition has quickly attracted attention as it's based on a dialogue between Renaissance masters led by da Vinci and Chinese artists from the 15th and 16th centuries. Sun Siqi has more.
Da Vinci's painting La Scapigliata, or The Lady with Disheveled Hair, from the collection of the National Gallery of Parma is unquestionably the exhibition's highlight. The gallery only loans it outside of Italy once every 5 years. A 2019 exhibition at the Louvre Museum in Paris was the last time it was outside of Italy. La Scapigliata is an unfinished oil painting with umber and white lead pigments on a small poplar wood panel. It is the outline of a young woman, face gently angled downward, disheveled hair flowing behind her with half-closed eyes and an ambiguous smile. It's frequently compared to the Mona Lisa. Italian art historians found a frame for this masterpiece, since it didn't originally have a frame to protect it.
The frame and the painting were delivered to us separately in two boxes. The frame contains several settings to make sure that the painting can be kept at a perfect temperature and humidity. We'll also record the data and send it to the Italian gallery every 2 weeks to keep them updated. It's the first time for us to exhibit a painting in such a traditional yet professional way. We've learned a lot from the Italian side in terms of how to protect a masterpiece.
This exhibition could be the starting point of a different approach of the cultural dialogue. And so Shanghai Museum is a very excellent museum in eastern China. Probably Shanghai Museum could be the door, the window for this new approach in displaying what are the treasures of our both civilizations.
The exhibition features 18 treasured Renaissance artworks from Italy, as well as 18 ancient Chinese paintings from Shanghai Museum's collection. Also on display are pieces by other Renaissance masters, including two sketches by Michelangelo and paintings by pupils of Da Vinci. Shanghai Museum has selected 18 paintings from its collection of Chinese art as part of an artistic dialogue with the Renaissance masters. The most famous one is arguably Tang Ying's Lady with Fan in the Autumn Breeze. Also known as Tang Bohu, Tang Ying of the Ming Dynasty is a household name in China. And this painting is regarded as one of his most famous, even though it's been 25 years since it was last on public display at the museum.
Our exhibit designer used an arch and traditional Chinese window to break the boundaries between different topics. For example, while visitors are gazing upon Da Vinci's painting, they will also be able to see the works of Chinese artists through a window. I think it is quite interesting and full of artistic value, giving people time and space to stop and think.
The exhibition includes 11 pages from the Codex Atlanticus, a set of drawings and texts that are being shown in China for the first time. The manuscript covers a wide range of subjects, including studies and sketches of paintings, mechanics, mathematics, astronomy, as well as inventions such as the parachute, war machines, and hydraulic pumps. 孙思琪，这样 life.